Hi, and welcome back to the Family Trauma Podcast.
That you know and love and haven't heard from for almost a year. That's right, we're still alive.
Yeah.
And we've been sitting here for 10 minutes remembering that we're really bad at starting episodes.
So we just have to kind of launch into it.
Yeah.
Even though, like,
hope it's not too bad.
And so nothing's changed.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
You know,
other stuff,
mental enrichment,
yes,
through being able to introduce ourselves. What was the name of this podcast again? The Sisterhood of the Traveling
No Contact. That's why you listen to us, the professionals. Hello, it's been a very long time.
This is the No Contact Club.
Correct. I'm Chloe
and I'm Portia.
It's been so long that you might have forgotten what our voices sound like.
And what we look like.
Yeah.
What our faces are like. I don't
think people know what we look like anyway.
There are some people out there who do.
Portia is 8 feet tall. And yeah. I'm just under at 7 feet. I don't know.
Just under? just one whole foot under.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome. So it's been a long time.
It definitely has been a long time.
Yeah, it's so weird to, like, be... So, we're just sitting on my bed. We just finished watching Hillbilly Elegy on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which Portia's already seen twice. I'd never seen it before. And we were like, let's just watch a movie.
If you want to be triggered by some toxic mothering...
And, like, fights and... I don't know. I feel like
family drama, addiction...
I feel like a lot of people in this sphere of, you know, toxic parents and stuff have probably seen
if that's what you call it.
Yeah.
They're like, people are like, what do you do? And you're like, actually, I'm in the sphere of toxic motherhood.
It's not great. I know there was
an entrepreneur in the sphere of toxic mothers.
I know there was a lot of talk about it, like, on Facebook groups and stuff when the movie first came out. So a lot of people have probably seen it. I'm just late to the bandwagon, but yeah, we were just watching it and then we were like, we need to record. Like, we really want to get back into it.
Because we've been talking about wanting to...
Since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, since we stopped recording. Since we decided to take a break, we were like, we should get back into making episodes again. Yeah. But it just ended up getting to the point, I think prior to us deciding to take a hiatus, it just ended up getting to the point where we kind of needed... a little bit of a break because it was getting a little bit
just a lot, like
it takes an emotional toll sometimes, and so taking that break and taking that time to kind of focus on us was, I think, a good step.
And like, we love doing this podcast so much.
We say that
I know
all the time whenever we're like we're so sorry for not releasing this episode on time, but we love this podcast.
But I feel like we're not like in the same league as like some massive podcast.
What are you talking about?
Like, we are in the same league, but like, we're not like, we're just like two people who are like, let's talk about this thing and share it.
Hopefully other people can share in our experience, which people obviously have.
And it was never supposed to be this like massive thing. And I think it just so quickly got so big. Like,
big in the context of
two random girls from New Zealand doing this.
Two random girls doing this, and suddenly there's this community blossoming.
Yeah, and people sending emails and wanting advice, and like, and it was
like, even having an email sent to us recently of an author, a PR. Yeah. What do you call it?
Like an agent of an author.
Sending us their sort of synopsis of their book to be like, hey, do you want to have this author on to talk to them on your show?
And we were just like, what? So I think it there was a combination of it getting like really big really quickly where we were kind of like almost couldn't keep up with it. And then also just the fact that once a week or whenever we would record... or the time we spent like writing episodes, it was like so much mental energy like being put into it that it got to the point where it was like exhausting. And I remember my therapist saying something when we first started and I told her about it. She's like, you know, like keep that in mind that you're talking about like really heavy things.
Yeah.
And that's not always easy. And at the time I was like, it's fine. Like,
whatever. Fine. My therapist doesn't know me.
Yeah. But now obviously it's like, oh, actually.
Yeah.
She was right.
Cause I think like, actually like now listening to you talking about it, when you think about like every episode so far, we've done what, 30 odd episodes. But for each one of those episodes, we pick a topic and we'll not only go through, all of the work that's online and, you know, research all of this and do as much work as possible. But we also have to then go through our own memories and talk about it within the context of our lives, I think, to provide the kind of realness that we want to provide for like this podcast. Yeah. And so that's kind of how it ends up being quite taxing sometimes.
It definitely was, and I think
that's why
we just were sort of like, okay, and it wasn't even like we made the choice to be like, we're gonna go on hiatus. We sort of just stopped like finding the time for it, and then we were like, okay, we need to like say something, because, you know,
we need to release a statement, we need to
we need to get on top of
damage
this.
damage control
but yeah, it was just like, I think finding the energy for it just got really, really hard. But people were so, so lovely. Like, the amount of emails and, like, comments on Instagram and Insta messages and things like that, of people who were just so supportive and so, like,
understanding and being like, if you come back, that's great. Yeah. You know, like, if you don't come back, that's also great. Like, the, like,
just do what you need to, sort of.
Yeah, and just to, like, the support network that's available to us through this, through the work that we've been doing is, like, and also, I want to just say, like, also, is, I said, like, through the work that we're doing, like, the work that we're doing of writing this podcast and releasing it and stuff, but also through the work that other people are doing by listening to this and reflecting on their own experiences as well, also. Just, I don't know why that's related to anything that we're talking about, but I just wanted to say that, like, you're doing the work with us.
Yeah, that's a really good point, though, because they are, like, I think, like, the majority of people who listen to this listen to it because they have, like, experiences with this stuff, and,
well, they just want to know the goss.
Yeah. I think that, like, small percentage might be, like, distant family members who are like, I'm going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Or, like, friends, or, like, people who just want to know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, most of the people who listen will have gone through something similar or something worse or something not as bad or whatever, and, like, we'll get something from what we're talking about. And that's not easy. Like, it's not easy work, so.
Yeah. So there, everybody, in the words of Troy Bolton.
Oh, God.
We're all in this together.
Oh. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. See you later. Cancelled. It's cancelled. Shut it down. Just,
I get cancelled on the internet for referencing
You're getting cancelled right now, live on air.
Okay.
That's
just great. Yeah.
But yeah, so we had been meaning to come back for ages, and we have like 3 or 4 episodes that we had written both before we stopped and just over the last like 6 to 8 months. So we've like had the material there. We just haven't
had the mental energy to actually like get forward and do it. But anyway, we will be recording. We are going to be releasing the next episode
the day after Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But actually, for Americans and stuff, people on the other side of the world, will probably still be Mother's Day. So
it's not our responsibility to work out dates and times for people who aren't in New Zealand time. So it's going to be released on Monday, the 9th of May, New Zealand time.
Which is kind of fitting, because we started this podcast, we recorded it on Mother's Day.
Remember? In 2020?
Yeah. And we were like, oh, this is fitting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have written, I think it's 2 or 3 parts, I can't remember now, like specifically about no contact and going no contact.
Doing the no contact series.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited for those. Are you excited for those, Portia?
No.
Okay. Well,
like, it's just
cut me real deep.
We're not in this together anymore now that I've been cancelled.
Okay. but yeah, no. So we are going to do them. So we just thought we'd do like an episode, like a chat where we
like
just
a let's talk.
Yeah.
It's been nearly a year since we've recorded.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
But also not sorry because we were looking after ourselves, which is good, and we encourage you all to do the same. But also sorry. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So what's new? Like,
yeah. Because I like, speaking of what your therapist said, I've also, I mean, obviously it's come up in therapy a lot with when we were doing the podcast, and my therapist was saying to me about how he was saying, when is it serving you and when is it not, kind of thing, like when does something kind of, like, when is it beneficial for you to keep doing it,
yeah,
and when is it not beneficial. And I think now I'm in this space kind of where I can step back into the role of professional podcaster. You know, and just make that cash roll in from all of our sponsors.
I don't know. I was going to try and make some joke about a sponsor, but I failed. So anyway,
we're sponsored by childhood trauma.
Yeah. Get your childhood trauma today.
Do you wish that you could have a eating disorder and a terrible
mental illness
and a terrible relationship with your mum? Then good thing this podcast is being sponsored
right place.
Childhood trauma and the mother wound.
The mother wound, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, so there was, this is relevant to this podcast. There was I was actually talking to my therapist today about, have you ever heard of the term, the identified patient?
Yes, but I don't remember, so tell me.
Was this in, like, when you were learning?
I'm pretty sure I covered it in my, psych diploma the other year, but tell me, because I don't remember.
I'm gonna explain this so terribly. Okay. So my advice is like, go and research for yourself before you just take any advice from me. But so basically, because I read about it I read about it in an article not that long ago, and then I spoke to my therapist about it today.
Mm.
And basically, the identified patient is a term that's used in, he called it systemic family therapy. So it's a term used in systemic family therapy that basically describes the, I would call it similar to like a scapegoat, where the family will sort of pinpoint one of the children, usually, who, like, a child will come into therapy who has anxiety, and the whole family will come in and be like, this child has got problems, this child is the patient in the family who has got all these issues, you know, they're unwell or they're angry or they're the problem child, but really they're just a representation of the wider family's dysfunction.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So, like,
I haven't heard of this.
So, like, in our family, I would have been the identified patient because I was the one who was pointed at being like, she's got issues, she's got anger issues, blah, 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 and pointed at being like, I'm the source of the family's problems, as opposed to the family system being the problem, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I just found that a really...
I mean, it makes sense in that weird way. Like, it's much easier to pin it... excuse me. Much easier to pin it all on some, like, poor defenseless kid who's just like, yeah, I'm fucked up, I've got anxiety, than be like, no, our whole family is fucked up and we need to change the dynamic here.
And he was actually saying that my therapist, my sorry, that was, I was trying to make a Kath and Kim joke, but then I realized the
majority of people probably don't know what that is.
Anyway, moving on. my therapist, he said that one common phrase in, like, family therapy is, like, you can help us but don't change us, kind of thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's kind of, like, a really common theme within sort of dysfunctional families, and he was saying that if families, he was like, it's very rare for families to actually come in for family therapy, but when they do, quite often when the attention or that negative attention starts shifting rightly away from the identified patient onto the broader family dysfunction or the person in the family that actually is dysfunctional, like in our case, our alcoholic mother, quite often the identified patient will then bail the rest of the family out of therapy.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean,
like, to protect.
Yeah, it's just like in you, yeah, like, to do that. I mean, how many times did we, like, we could have told someone, like...
like, when the police would come over to our house and...
Yeah, that one time with that really bad fight. No, but see, I did say, Mum said she was going to stop drinking and she didn't, she lied. And they were like, oh, can you call someone? And I was like, yeah, I'll just call my auntie. And I don't even know if we called her, but...
that's not depressing anyway, at all to think about.
Yeah, we've been reminiscing quite a lot recently. Me and Portia and Bridie have, like, a group chat. That's just the three of us, and it's literally... 9 times out of 10, it's just for, like...
for, like, remembering, dumping, like, yeah.
Hey, remember the time this happened?
But I think it's so helpful to remember this kind of stuff, because I don't know about you, but I feel like remembering, like, taking myself back to that place kind of allows me to remember the shitty times, so that way when I gaslight myself,
yes,
I can then be like, no, actually, yeah, this is what happened.
It's like I was saying to Alan the other day, I don't think I told you this, I just randomly was like, I really miss Mum. Like, I had this moment of, like, sadness, like, and then I was like, it sucks. Like, I wish I had a mum that I could go to, like, but it's like, then you remember all these little things, like all the fights, or like when she would go storm out drunk and just go wandering the streets and me and my stepdad or me and whoever would have to go find her.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all these little things you're like, okay, no, like, that's why. I mean, you especially, like, how many awful names and things did she call you? Like, probably more than any of us. Like, she was horrific to you. Let's revisit that trauma border right now.
Yeah.
So how deep does that cut?
It's not, it's fine. It's pretty superficial.
Okay, good. Good.
I cope absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I don't have mental illness. I don't have lasting repercussions.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't even remember what my point was, to be honest, but.
Just the remembering stuff to hold on to the, not to hold on to the memories, but to kind of hold on to the reasons why you have gone no
contact.
Because,
actually, that's what I was going to say. Because you said yourself, when I gaslight myself, like, we do that all the time. Like, am I just, is this really a big deal? Like, am I making something out of nothing?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not.
Like, and also, like, I feel like, to me, I feel like that's such a, it's such a obvious but not obvious manifestation of Mum's brainwashing of us, almost.
Yes.
If you get what I
mean. She gaslighted us all the time.
Because especially with narcissists, it's such a common tactic is to gaslight an entire group of people and to sort of
manipulate them.
Yeah, manipulate them and turn the finger away from the narcissist onto the scapegoat or onto whoever is the flavor of the week, you know.
Yeah, the bad person of the week.
Yeah, and so it's, I feel like it's, yeah, it's
in our gaslighting episode, wait, I don't think you did that one.
No, I didn't.
Then I don't know what I'm thinking of when you said it's the narcissist's bread and butter. It was a quote that you said, and I don't remember.
I do say some pretty quotable things, you know.
But it's true. Like, gaslighting is, like, the number one sort of, I would say, the number one, like, technique that people like that use.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up.
But yeah, so we kind of just wanted to do, like,
a little hello.
Yeah, and that we're still here and
that we're coming back.
And that we appreciate, like, I check the Instagram more than I do the email account, but like, people are just so nice, and, like, every now and then someone will message and be like, thinking of you guys, like, hope you're well. It's just so nice.
It is so, it is really nice.
Yeah.
And just even to, I think also that's helped us, that's helped me feel connected to this community still, is seeing those emails and seeing those yes. messages come through of even though we've been distancing ourselves from it in a way that kind of saves our own mental health a little bit, we can still feel connected and still know that like the work that we were doing and the work that you guys are doing is still sort of tangible, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like it's, it does. Yeah.
To know that there are people still like seeking out therapy because of our because of our podcast. And
yeah, that's the weirdest thing to me, that somebody is actively seeking
taking that life step, like,
yeah, which is massive and such a big step and like so scary to do, like that. Like, even just the other day we had an email saying that this guy said, I won't say his name because I can't remember if he gave us permission or not, but basically saying that the reason that he's going to therapy is because we keep saying in every episode, go to therapy.
Yeah, so go to therapy.
And again, to reiterate, it's a privilege to be able to say go to therapy. Like,
yeah,
we completely recognize that. And if you can access help, please do.
Yeah.
And
however,
look,
like, however that looks.
Yeah. And look in like your local community, because some places offer free counseling.
Because I know there's also like free, or I know in New Zealand there are free and you can pay for it. There are like free and paid PTSD groups and,
yes, things like that.
Support groups and,
there are support groups as well for children of alcoholics and
like children of addicts.
And yeah, drug addicted people and stuff. So it's definitely, and usually those things are free, or there's like a dollar, you pay like a dollar or something to cover like the hire of the room or something. But it's definitely worth looking into like what's available in your local community, because, you know, not everyone can afford $100 every fortnight or every week to go see a therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly can't, and, you know, so
yeah,
definitely look into that.
And I mean, again, like, it might sound scary thinking about going to like a group therapy thing, yeah, or being amongst strangers, but everybody else there is probably thinking the same thing, where they're, yeah, like, I'm going to a group therapy kind of thing, or group support, yeah, group, where I have no idea who anybody is.
And my knowledge of things like that, they quite often, the people who run it are very like welcoming and like,
and it's quite a structured thing as well, where, yeah, where they it's not like you're going in there and it's just a bunch of random,
yeah,
people. It's actually quite a structured kind of
usually, yeah,
thing where it's over, you have a certain not timetable, what word am I looking for,
like agenda.
Okay. Yeah, like agenda that goes over plan. Over the, yeah, mm, plan, that a plan that goes over the weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, definitely look into it and go to therapy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's sort of us and where we are, and we appreciate everybody who still sends us messages and tells us that they've just listened to an episode again, or that they've just found us, or whatever it is, like, we really, really, yeah, appreciate.
We read everything. All of them, like, we, like, literally every single one, yeah, is...
We, like, I'll, like, screenshot up and be like, look at this nice message.
Like, it's a family discussion.
Yeah.
about what messages we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, it makes it so much...
I think it's like, why we're here, like, why we're still
To know that we're actually reaching people and...
Yeah,
yeah. To know that we're making sort of a mark on somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
With crayon.
Okay.
But yeah, we're coming back, like we said, on the 9th of May. Monday the 9th of May, New Zealand time. I don't know what time that is.
It's depending on what time we think. It's usually the day before.
Okay.
Roughly.
So that'll be Sunday?
Yeah. Or yeah, like Sunday night. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I hope that everybody...
Is good,
yeah, and is staying classy and all of that.
Yeah, that's right. Stay classy.
our slogan. That's right. Our what do you call it? The
slogan.
The word. The saying that we say at the end of every episode.
Yeah. So
of our podcast that we run.
As always, you guys can reach out to us at the No Contact Club on Instagram and Facebook, and our email as well is just thenocontactclub@gmail.com. So please do reach out, and we're excited to be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do we say?
On three. Patrick, I don't know.
No. One, two, three.
Stay classy.